I wanted to take a moment to talk about the film The Doorman, starring Ruby Rose and Jane Reno from The Specialist, among other movies. And of course, Ruby Rose from The Orange is New Black. I think, was it Catwoman or something like that? Or Batwoman? I'm not sure. And anyway, she's just an all-around, she's known as an all-around female badass, I guess you could say. Anyway, in this film, of course, living up to its her character, she played an ex-military, decorated military member who was involved in a terrorist attack, and she lost the family or that she was protecting in that attack and somehow survived. And in this film, you know, later on in her life, a few years after that, she becomes a doorman for a hotel, which happens to have some of her close family in it as well, and was being renovated. And the reason for the renovation was due to the fact that there were some stolen paintings in the hotel, hidden away in one of the rooms. And of course, you can guess what room that those paintings were hidden in. Entering spoiler territory here. So of course, the bad guys come to the hotel, and they're as evil as you can get, including the one that already is in there running the hotel, just killing people left and right. And it's up to Ruby Rose to save the day, basically save her current family, her extended family, from these terrorists. And during the course of the film, she does that. Now, this was, to be honest, it was a terrible film. And, you know, beyond the action fighting scenes that she was in, which were really good, there's not really a whole bunch to write home about. It wasn't really good. So I couldn't recommend this to anyone. And unless you're a big fan of Ruby Rose, you know, and I was kind of sad to see Gene Reno in playing this role. You know, where he played the slime ball guy who was trying to, you know, get the paintings out of the wall or wherever they were hidden. And anyway, it was terrible. 2 stars from me, avoid at all costs.